everybody smells that shit, but that was you. So it's gonna be hard for you to just say, "What? My shit don't stink."
Right.
You feel me? Because you don't smell it, but everybody else does. So it's good to, once you notice the shit and it stinks, change it. Don't make excuses not to. You know what I mean? Or yeah, make excuses for the shit to stay. You know.
Well,
whatever the shit is.
I've learned excuses just leads to you being even more lazier or lazy. Period.
Or arrogant.
Or arrogant. Yep. Or narcissistic.
Still believe that negative or intent of destruction is gonna build a creation, but you know, in order to have creation, it must be creation first.
Wait, where you going?
We're going back to
You gotta get to the right.
Yeah, I know where we are.
Oh, alright, my bad. Good.
Every tree is surrounded by fucking dirt, but the tree itself is always clean. No matter what it's surrounded, what type of trash, it's always going to be clean. Because the trees is doing what it's naturally doing, what it's naturally supposed to do. And it stay grounded, stay in root to feed the rest of the trees. When you start feeling like you're too up, God will bring you down to ground you.
Humble you.
Yeah, he did that to me, he did that to Rome, he did that to you.
Yes.
Once you feel like you're too up here, brings you right back down. Like, look, chill out.
I was like, oh, you think you got all this?
It's not about what you got. It's about what I'm leaving in you to pass down. So, you understand the moralities of life. God will give you what he gives you for either for his child.
We a little far.
Yeah, I know. That's why I noticed. So I turn around.
Oh, no, you can go around. Cause the other gate is locked.
That's what we came through, right?
That gate. No, I'm saying we go around that way. Go around.
Oh, the only reason why I was doing that because I know that was more closer to
him. But unless the gate's open, unless that gate is open.
Yeah, that gate is open.
Oh, on the other side.
Well, I was gonna go through that gate.
No, I mean.
But I was turning around.
Yeah. Cause he lives closer to the other gate. So.
Sure, cause I literally just. Go through here and there's
13
right there.
Oh, y'all walk. That's right, y'all walk. That's fine. It's cool. We can stay right here. All right. My bad. I forgot. We could. He literally. That's right.
It was my car. Kid you not. You see that red car?
Yep.
I was like, what the fuck? It was like, this not my car.
Sure.
Let me get the fuck up out of here. I'm looking both sides. Let's see, make sure nobody see me.
Yeah.
They watch over us. Why you think back in the days we praised animals so much? Because this is the way the afterlife talks to us. Like, yeah. you're like, like reincarnation was the way that's what we believe to us to be, because we transform in different states. Sometimes we go to a gyratory state where we become part of the Earth's atmosphere. Sometimes we become a part of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You feel me? But that's all the state, because if you notice, a lot of these clouds are alive. They serve a purpose to make sure that we are hydrated and the Earth hydrated. But you know how many breaths of souls that is captured in this one cloud? And it's tons, trillions, billions. So from the beginning of the time of the Earth, it still runs the same amount of souls as we have now. Some complete souls, some half a soul. You can tell the difference. Some don't have no soul. You know what I mean? But they different life forms live amongst it that you can't even really mentally define. But they live with us and through us.
Yes.
Because we are a temple. And we recreate or reprocess energy that we believe that could be part of Earth's atmosphere.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Some imaginative, where it's like where people put like evil intent behind it, where like that's where you got most of the evil spirits and stuff like that. Because I believe most of the spirits that we deal with, some of them they are extra extensions of us, but some of them are recreated from what we already created. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I looked at this one movie, and I believe this shit so hard. You like this up? It was this little girl that got kidnapped by some people, and she had sent out an imaginary character that she made in her mind to go find her father. And the imaginary character that she made in her head,
what's her name?
Went to father. I forgot what the shit called, but it was an FBI agent or a cop or something trying to find the daughter. It was like a fairy donkey or some shit, some fairy donkey. Yeah.
Is that what the bull from Fuck It? It's a show, right?
Yeah, it's like a bunny slash donkey slash fairy.
That's the boy from Law and Order.
Yeah, the boy from Law and
Order.
He was
a cop.
Yeah. Yep. So that is like, that shows you how strong like your temple is. Because I did the same thing when I was younger. Like, because I was a big fan of Mickey Mouse. And I remember when I was 14, I was my first time drinking codeine and shit in Orlando. I ended up, there was like this big ass, like this right here, this little lily leaf and shit and all that.
Uh huh.
And for some reason, I felt like this big, immense energy that just came out of nowhere because of the lean and shit. Like, I was just high as shit, and out of nowhere, like, I was thinking of Mickey Mouse with the little turntable, and that shit appeared right in front of me, and it was dancing on the leaf, and I was like, I had to blink and that shit. I was like,
make sure you wasn't going crazy.
Yeah, I was making sure I wasn't going crazy. So when I blinked, it disappeared. So I knew, I was like, okay, I understand what it means to combine the mind with the heart,
right?
Because when your energy at its highest, you shouldn't push that energy away. You should be one with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. To a point where it gets you super like happy. Like, you know why they say always keep it positive? Is because the positive energy is.
Wait, wasn't that show called Happy?
Yeah, exactly. So positive energy equals to what? Manifestation.
This is true.
You feel me? So if we all was to be at a childish positive state,
oh, that's good.
We can make things reappear into our reality and dissipate in our reality.
Yeah, somebody asked me on Instagram the day, like, do you have an imaginary friend? I'm like, do a woodchuck chuck.
But that's why they want our minds to be unstable. They don't want us to have a clean slated mind.
Yeah.
Because that's what a child is. A clean slated mind doesn't know fear. Doesn't know any of the emotions that's
no anger.
Programmed
yeah.
into us.
Systematically
due to the fact yeah. of our environment. Fuck the system.
Yeah, yeah.
Our environment.
Yeah.
They changed our environment.
Yeah.
And they made us believe into this environment.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we see things and we do things away. Right now we're trying to fight back for our childhood.
Yeah.
This is the genetic battle is for that.
Yeah.
But what they want to create, they got two sides of this motherfucker earth. You want the ultimate warrior, that's what's going on with the revolution, and then you got the ultimate child. And that's God's child. He always comes around. He heals people with his, you know, his childish energy. But not in a way where he's immature, but he's accepting and he's living the life that was blessed upon him the way it's supposed to be blessed upon him. And not in the eyes of man, but the eyes of God. In the eyes of God, you get to pick your environment. You get to choose what environment you want for your child. And you create that through what we call culture. A culture is nothing but just a repertoire of attitudes. Like, okay. You take subcultures in India, they up with their head.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And we up knee, so we talk like this. And exactly. It, down here, they'd be like, whoa, buddy. What are you trying to shoot me?
But that's culture.
Yeah.
And now you got a sense of culture. Culture is getting reprogrammed every time a child is born due to the fact of what we influence the child with. It becomes culture. So anything from violence, murder, anything from adultery, rape, anything from all the bad sins, this was all, you know, influenced by negative impulses.
And the thing is, bro, when I went through my whole mental break last year, man, I was going through, like, I don't usually use, like, terms, but I was going through, like, schizophrenia. I was going through all these mental issues. I had to snap myself. I looked in the mirror and was like, you're a king. This is your life. And you got to own up. And then I just, like, my mind was like, click, like a light switch.
Yeah, you're the key holder to life and death.
Because I was telling my wife.
That's why there's a negative impulse in your brain and a positive impulse.
And I was telling my wife at that time, I was like, yo, I was like, babe, I said, I'm at this point, I just want to kill myself. I was like, because I really want to rape you. That's what I was telling her. But I couldn't help it.
Right.
I couldn't help that impulse. I wasn't going to act on it, but my brain was like, hey, buddy.
You expose the weak entity, and that's what you're supposed to do. Any type of weak mind energy that comes into you and try to lower your frequency and seduce you into different thoughts that you never thought before in your life.
Yep.
Those are not you. It's from what you took in from whatever frequency you was watching, listening to, or absorbing. Because frequencies comes from light. Anything from a light or sound, because when there's light, there's sound.
Right. All right.
So that's why I said, watch what you eat, watch what you watch what you listen to. You know, if you notice, remember the three evils: hear no evil. It was hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil. Feel me? These are the three holes of our matrix.
Right.
These are the ways. What three sections of our matrix really is? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5. So that's the number time matrix is 5. Because it's 5. It's 5. Well, it's technically more than 5. Because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6. 6, 7. So we're number 7 in the matrix. We're basically building foundation for our matrix. So our knowledge is way more way more detrimental. Like, when it comes to the women, they are the nurturers to the matrix. So they the one that solidified and stamps what's right and what's wrong. Because right now, what you're not knowing, what you're not seeing, the woman is actually the reason why rape is alive. Why I say that is because it takes for a man to be raped to know what rape is. To make a man to think it's okay, because a woman births a child. And understand that. A woman nurtures a child. The man goes out there and fight and gather.
Yeah.
And do what he does to bring back the shelter. And woman does the same thing, but the woman gathers faster.
Correct.
You know what I mean? The influence of a man is dominant to a woman. A man gonna listen to a fucking woman before he even fucking listen to a man.
Right.
And that's totally fucking true. Because I listen to my mom and I used to take that shit to the heart.
Because that frequency, man.
Because what the reality of the world is, they switch the plays of emotions around. To be honest, men are way more emotional.
Oh, yes.
Than women are. Why I say that is because of the simple fact that anything they do or say, we'll take that fucking content. Women now, I'm not putting back, kicking aside that their emotions don't matter, but they know how to contain their emotion. They really do.
And they turn that shit on and off like...
Exactly. They know how to use emotions against the motherfucker. They know how to manipulate. They know how to do that without even knowing they're doing that.
Yep.
But they know, though, they're doing it. They know they're doing it because they're the smartest beings on fucking earth.
Yep.
Women. Feel me? Us men is confined to that, though.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because if you notice, no matter how smart the man is, we try to find sanctuary with a woman. But really, the ultimate key for man is to create sanctuary for thyself.
Yeah.
So we go back to balance. Because the order was the man is the house and the woman is the rib. You know what I mean? But we must decipher these orders so we can actually see the true order. Because you got to understand, everything is written by man. And the only thing we can see out forth the truth is through God. But God also lives through man. So it's really the true intent of letting life be what it's supposed to be. Because me, personally, I believe that we come from all different parts of the universe, for one.
Yeah.
And our true God is literally like the whole, I wouldn't say it's the fucking God, but it's the whole pod. It's the whole, it's all of us.
Yeah.
The mind, yep. The energy itself. So that's how I see it as a crew. Because what I feel inside can be passed through you.
Right.
And that's God, bro. That's how I see it.
Now, I'm big on waves, like alpha waves, beta waves, mega waves.
I don't know what type of wolf I am yet. I don't know what type of vega, whatever that means.
Well, but I say like this. Like right now, like we're alphas because we're like talking. Your brother a beta, so he chilling. He listening to us, but yeah. He chilling. All three of us combined, we're making some amazing omega waves because we're all in sync.
Yeah, cheers, man.
You got the wrong people in there. That shit becomes
Yeah, because the trilogy, you know, has one. You know what I mean?
But the more alpha, like last night when we was all chilling, just talking in that circle, that was a bunch of alphas just busting it up. And that brings the creativity in there. That brings the manifestation higher because we all believe in each other.
And I'm glad you realized that fact, because this is proven evidence that we are the true holders of life and death. So meaning that we can make inanimate objects move, because everything moves. Everything still moves at this point. Like this ground that we have is moving. But yep. it takes, you know, like you said, creating that omega energy where there's a group of people connecting their consciousness so the consciousness rift can shift. Because it takes an immense energy combined, because you got to remember what a star is. Star is a...
Bro, I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, exactly. A star is
talking
a,
some shit.
A star is a combined energy. You feel me? You remember? Okay. You remember the movie It? How they trap the fucking evil one from coming back to the earth and sending havoc and eating the children and shit inside of the earth? What they did around him? They said ring around. They wasn't scared of him no more.
No, because they had a bunch of alphas and making
omega. You feel me? Because now they're going hand in hand. Facing the creature and making the creature show them that they don't fear them no more. The creature don't fear because of the simple fact that we came together, you know, as Alpha into Omega. So that's what God is. God is a collage of everything in a whole. You know what I mean?
With Goku with this thing.
Give me your power. Exactly. And what
give
God
me your
is,
energy.
What God is trying to do is for his counterparts that's slipping away. He's trying to send his other counterparts to gather and bring it back. And that's that cycle, that push away, then push it, then push in and push out. And so that's why I say that there's going to be a day where everything will be whole again. But once everything is whole again, I don't believe that, you know, consciousness will ever be at its lowest. So that means there won't be no such thing of fucking walking. There won't be no such thing as that. There will be flying. There will be different realities and different rifts that we will travel to, and then we will be able to control the God starship, because this is God's starship. This is the way we travel and see different stars and different planets, because Earth is literally taking us somewhere that is going to change the course of how energy works.
Well,
due to the fact of all the negative impulses is making warm, like literally real life wormholes, because whatever's down here is up below. Anything that's over consuming will happen in the universe.
Right. Because they gotta push it somewhere.
Exactly. We are living, walking planets. Literally, in small forms. So we gotta make sure that our energy is being passed down to next planet, so we can build the stars, and the stars will align yet again. Because when the stars align, that means the earth is being what?
I mean, it's Kendrick being, said it.
Yeah. Because it's bringing back the what? The Messiah.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
It's like a beacon.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yes. Once again, consciousness will rise. Because consciousness is always going to... Remember this. Consciousness will always rise without us. You feel me? What I was wanting to rise with consciousness, it will allow its few select. That's why I said it's not about what you teach. It's about what's in you.
Right.
So whatever's in you is going to align you to your destiny.
Right.
No matter how you try to force or change the course of your destiny.
Yeah.
That's why I've been in so many fucking predicaments and things that God been showing me to show me that I am everything of what Earth has made, committed, and let adult being as adultery. So I understand that in order to change these things, I have to change the alignment within my temple to be one again as Omega, to combine my
good old weed down there.
And yeah, so it's, and we could all do this if we just stay focused on to our foundation, our roots, where we come from. That's why I tell you, do you know your blood type? Do you know where you come from? Do you know what your natives did? Did you know your history? And if you don't know these things, this is the things that we need to fight for.
Yeah.
So we can wake up and realize, okay, we need to fight for our water back. We need to fight for our air.
It's some. It's a guy I need. You're gonna meet one day, and he prior to meeting you, he was second knowledge. Well, first knowledge of my man I ever met because he's a little bit older than me. But that's what he was telling me. Like that's what we talk about. Like when I go play pool with him, we talk about. I asked him what the first language was.
You want to know the strongest muscle on your body is
the brain.
Your core.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's the strongest muscle in your body because it's mixed with cosmic energy and it's mixed with earthly energy.
This is
you
true.
Know what I mean? Because true. If you notice anything from reacting or fight or flight, it comes where? From the core.
Yeah,
because
you feel them butterflies.
Exactly. When you sense something that you don't see but you can feel, it goes from what? The core.
Core and goes around. It goes
shoot right up and right out from the bottom of your feet. And then your hair, that's the second strongest muscle on your body.
Well, your hair. Where was Naruto's power at? Well, where's their power at in their body? Yeah. That's where the Nine Tails was chilling.
Exactly, because that's where your soul lives.
Yep.
This is your consciousness. You can easily be trapped by consciousness because that's what other living entities of what's up there is your crown chakra. It's a limited source of knowledge from the universe, from this big universe that we live in, because this universe is our consciousness. So that consciousness spews down and it creates a base in the stomach. Stomach is where the energy gets depleted and it also gets created.
I asked him, well, what's the first language? Because I always ask people that. He said telepathy.
Yeah, telepathy was the first language because you got to understand sound and light is the same thing.
Yeah.
It takes light to create sound. So once you understand the nature of light and you understand the nature
you can
literally project the message from eyesight because you already see the image in your head. Now you just have to project it from your eyes to the next person's eyes because once they see it, they will feel it. And when they feel it, what comes with the emotion? It comes imagery.
Right.
Now you're thinking about all the things that you're doing. Now you become that feeling that they're feeling inside of them because you know what feeling.
It's crazy because, like, I was so, like, going in between. Like, I asked this guy one day for directions, and I stared at him in his eyes. I wasn't looking at his mouth. I was looking at him in his eyes. And I could imagine what the place looked like in my head by him just telling me and describing to me. That's how we didn't have telephones back then. Like the other day my phone died and I literally looked up for the first time. I said, oh, that's the North Star. Oh, let me follow that. And I ran right here. And I was far too. I was about a good 45 minutes away. Down over on Bissonnette, and that joint took me right where I need to go.
To understand the mind and the consciousness, to understand how to really like get about this body, because really it takes environment. Like I said before, your body is the environment. Let me say that again: your body is the environment.
Yes.
So whatever the environment becomes, will be you. You know what I mean? So, in order to leave the environment, now this takes imagination.
I love that.
You feel me? And it also takes understanding yourself. When you understand yourself, you can understand the world. Because the world is what? The environment. So, except for pay attention to the details, outer space doesn't carry much details.
Yeah, it's dark.
Exactly. But we are the light. So outer space is literally whatever we can form it to be, because it doesn't have any form. It's literally an empty space that holds matter.
Yeah.
So we already traveled to outer space already. We already been located aliens that's from the, they're already connecting with us. They're already with
us. I mean, they're the first people.
They're through light. So we are one with these entities. Yeah.
That's our ancestors.
Exactly. This is where the flesh come from, because flesh never was here first. It was light.
Yeah. And then, I mean, everything with periodic table is us.
Yes. And we basically metamorphosis.
Metamorphosize.
Yeah, we went through metamorphosis to get to this stage.
Yeah.
From light.
Evolution?
Yes. Evolution. So this right here, what we're doing right now, is barely touching. You feel me? We're only vividly seeing our own self. You know what I mean? Like, this is. Because once we're connected, we're already connected with Omega.
Yeah. I mean,
but it takes a higher following to really reach the Omega. That's what people don't understand. Like, there's different levels to heaven, and we all make of that. Like, if everybody, like, if all the powerfulest, like, enlightened people, like true enlightened people that's actually really connected with, you know, their true nature, wants to come together.
Oh, they, man.
they can fuck around and attract literally and move anything on this physical planet with just remaking and remodeling their environment. Ah, now you understand how to control the living earth.
Yes, sir.
Because literally, you can recreate the environment with just mental space.
Yeah.
Our space is our mind. So you guys will understand that whatever you put in your mental will come to be.
This is the
teaching that I'm trying to pass down to my generation, because this is what I have been blessed and be born for, to teach. I'm not the smartest person in the fucking world. You don't have to be. Because this is your mental environment. To live your true self is to build that mental environment where you can see who's fit for you. And you know who's fit for you, because those are the people that's going to want to see you excel to your best being.
Accelerate. Yeah, excel.
So,
yeah.
So anybody that comes towards you, you want them to give you that high vibration, like how you feel now, that attracts everything that's life to you, so you can be one with it. You know what I mean? Everything has its meaning.
That's, yo, bro, what you're speaking, man, is my wave, man. That's why I have my podcast, man. And it took me what I went through and what I'm going through for me to understand my purpose, because I've always had a sense of wanting and knowing and understanding. It's just that my environment, I just felt like for the longest, I used that as an excuse to not be.
Why would you use you as an excuse?
Now I know.
Because you're the environment.
Yeah, that's why I walk. When I walk, I could walk somewhere without money, without currency. And this is currency. It's what you make it.
Yeah, water. Water is definitely your currency.
I went to a club after getting kicked out and just walking and see these two people, come to find out that he was the brother of the owner of the club. And he's like, hey, brother, come in with us. You could be in our section. I've been to Atomic Bottle and, you know, knowing one of the bouncers live here. And he was like, yo, those people from Philly. I said, what's up, y'all? I'm from Philly too. They was like, oh, so-and-so. Come to find out, we know the same people. They was like, hey, come sit in our section. Drink our Dolce or Duce, whatever the fuck that shit is. I had to pay for, I don't even drink. Mm. But it's like, I just carry myself like that.
Right. One thing I want to, you know, I'm probably going to end up teaching through the source is that, to restart the, because I want to, like, show people.
Maybe
like,
I got it.
I want to show
no, people. No, you got it.
Yeah, I do got it. I just like shooting my body.
Yeah. Why do you have to get lost?
I don't know if I'm ready yet for it, but, you know, knowing this and knowing that I know, feeling that I know, I just want to, I really want to put all of the things that I know into effect.
Yeah.
Without having to have, like, the super big eyeglass on me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, the big ass magnifying glass on me. So.
I mean, but what you're not even say per se preaching, but you're teaching, is huge is because so many people are stuck in limbo.
Right.
My wife is stuck in limbo, and I don't know how to help her, even if that's my job to do that, because I know that she, when I went through my mental break, she went through it with me, and she was aligned, and then somehow we got off the track together. So it's like we're derailing right now because we're not aligned as husband and wife, what it was meant to be when we separated. Well, from
alignment is nothing that can be forced.
This is true.
And it has to go through its natural course to be back to alignment. So it needs a safe haven. It needs somewhere it can feel like a kid again.
Yeah, so, that's we
so they could build that we imagination. Lost that. So they could build that imagination on how they want their future to look. Because everything comes with your mental space, and your mental space is your environment. Feel me? So there needs to be a shift in the environment.
What do you feel about prescription drugs? What's your take on it? What's your feel on it?
Well, like the great Dr. Sibi said, or Sibi, if it ain't from the mother nature in the ground, it's not for your body,
bro.
And you could find the same chemicals that they're trying to put into you already naturally in your body. You just have to create the environment for it. Literally, like, all you doing is accelerating your fucking heart.
Exactly, yo. They was giving me like something close to oxy for like my insomnia.
But the fucked up part is that you're fucking with your impulses now.
Exactly.
Because now you're going from negative to positive, negative to positive, negative.
And that was actually throwing me off my, as you say, bipolar. It was throwing me off of that. It was throwing me off my polar.
Yeah, because your sensory field is going off. Because one thing that's saving you is your hair. The fact that you have long hair. You feel me? That's what saves me. No matter how many entities I live with.
It's
basically your filter. It senses what's wrong.
And that's why I know, like, my wife's in between, because she has locks like yours. She's a loctician. She does locks. That's her gift. Mm-hmm. She's the best loctician I've ever seen. Period.
Well, that loctician, she needs to, you know, take a break from her little environment, take a little
vacay,
learn herself a little bit more, you know what I mean? Stay away from the norms of life and try something that's going to be natural and rehabilitating for her, you know, that make her feel like a kid. Just actually, like, what makes you feel like a kid again, you know? What do you want to do that will make you feel like a kid again? Because I feel like this would be very therapeutic for you. So you can see what you want for your future. And if you don't know, you can figure that out. You know what I mean? You can just start by, understanding, your aspirations in the past. And also focusing on your aspirations now and what you feel like your aspirations to be for the future. Mm. But these catalogs will only just help you, to narrow down your options, because there's many roads you can take, you know?
This is facts.
You just got to make sure that the one choice that you make is you're confident, for the outcome, and you're willing to see it through. And sometimes when it's not full commitment throughout the action, it leads them to want to try to change and start a new life. But they will, as long as they have right influence around them.
Yo.
Yo, bro.
Kids. And she went, and then my grandma's already diabetic, but she was like, oh, time to go. Mm-hmm. She went like a year, 2 years later. So,
damn.
And then like they split, and thankfully.
I just got another fucking universe jewel, but keep going.
And thankfully what she did was she altered her will, because my other relatives, they weren't trying to give me or my two sisters money. So they sold my grandma's house and they gave me like $4,000. I think I got like $4,000. I don't do that shit. That didn't work. I didn't do nothing I was supposed to do. I just wanted to be a kid again. I just wanted to buy things. I never had an opportunity to buy, fuck up my credit, buy a car I didn't need. Yeah. It's like a gift and a curse when you gotta raise your siblings.
I raised two sisters. Yo, I used to walk around the streets looking for my mom, you know, looking crack houses and stuff. I'm like, bro, this is not my life, man. This is not the life I want to live. That's why I give my kids everything.
Well, it shows you how hard it is for a person to create an environment with no environment.
Yeah.
So that should make you even feel like you're the shit, because you know you created a reality out of nothing. So
you ever see the movie Akira? Anybody?
Akira?
Which one? It's an anime.
Oh, Yoshikage Akira.
No,
not yours.
It was with the bike, the bull with the bike. He had the jacket with the pill in the back, like from the Matrix, and then it came in like 1985. It's a Neo Tokyo, and it was like the, you remember Kanye West video Stronger?
Yeah.
He got the inspiration from that movie.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The bike, the red bike, is a good movie. Mm-hmm. It tells you. There's a lot that goes on now. Like, do you know the crypto Solana? In that movie, the government had like a laser in the sky, like in outer space, and the name of it was Solana. So there's a lot that goes on that is like through time, the universe, God is like literally telling us our past and our future at the same time.
Yeah. That's why I said really. We're the key holders, bro. We're the key holders to life and death, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't really go nowhere when you die.
Mm-mm.
You just exist in another form.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We call my daughter the Rainbow Baby because we tried to have. That's the crazy part, because when I got married, we actually, it wasn't like, oh, it was an accident. It was like, hey, we're married, you know, let's try to have a baby. And she had like a miscarriage that was hard on her. And then once my mom passed October 9th, and maybe 3 years after that, I'm sorry, that's Cash App. Cause somebody like, tried to hack my Cash App earlier. It was crazy, yo. They was waiting for me to get some money in there. But no, my daughter's birthday is September the 24th. So it was like, once that, September and October are normally a hard month. Cause my birthday is October.
You said what? Say that again?
Her birthday is September the 24th. Yeah, my birthday just went. Mine is 10/12.
So 24, 22, 23. The symbolic meaning of two. The symbolic meaning of number two. Angelic number two.
Let me see if
there's
I can.
There's nothing to read.
Oh, fuck you. Siri, don't be no shit. Oh, it says number two is a symbol of balance, prosperity, teamwork, peace, and harmony.
Okay, number three.
Number three?
So number two is teamwork.
Yes. My birthday is 10/12. So okay. 12 is 12 is my favorite number.
Because this is how our story, this is how we follow our dream. Teamwork. All
right,
number three.
Number three? All right, let's see.
Because
because this is what we're going to need to focus on.
In their eyes, number three was considered as the perfect number, the number of harmony, wisdom, and understanding.
That's what we just did out there in the balcony. God is watching us. Remember, these numbers we just watched.
Yeah.
And look, 24. Everybody get to 4. That was what number was that? 2?
No, 3.
All right, now 4.
Oh, wait, hold on. I didn't finish. So, three says it was also the number of time. Past, present, future, birth, life, death, beginning, middle, end. It was the number of the
and
divine.
I just explained that outside.
Yes, sir. Yes, you did.
Okay. Harmony. We're going to pick time. That one for number 3.
Okay, so time for 3. What
teamwork
was 2?
Time.
Oh, teamwork 4. Time. Oh, let me do 4. 4 is the number of support and stability. So it is about rooting down and taking care of yourself in your life. Talk about the trees.
You're gonna call that the root.
Yeah, definitely root.
Okay, now number
22. 22, all right. Soul mission, duality, selfishness, relationship, and balance.
That's what you was going for.
Yeah.
God's watching us.
Yeah, heavy.
Imbalance. 22 is imbalance, right?
Yes.
Okay. So these are the signs when you watch other things like imbalance. But remember, when there's negative, there's positive. And when there's positive, there's negative. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever negative shit you're gonna do, perfect. Main job is to filter all that. That's what is weather. Number 23.
23, all right. Yep. Well, my best friend's birthday is 23. March 23. My dad's the 22nd. My dad's birthday is the 22nd of March. We just did 22. So 23, okay. It represents change, progress, and innovation.
So you're going to call that innovation?
Yes, definitely innovation.
Innovation. How do you spell that?
INNOVNO. I'm fried. Hold on. INNOVATION. Innovation.
And the last and not least,
24. At least they're honest about it. The new meaning is associated with hard work and determination. That's 24. That's my daughter.
That's me too. I'm 24.
24 of July. Okay. Wow. Your birthday's tomorrow. Oh, no, wait. We're in August. What the hell?
So, boom.
I'm chalked.
And today is what, the 24th? So, boom. And 24, what's the going to be? Is it the 24th?
24. It's hard work. No, determination.
Determination.
Yeah. I'm gonna send this to my wife.
So, boom. Now let me explain to you of the numerology.
Okay.
Everything that God done saw us went through, we just went through, right?
Mm-hmm.
God lived through us, right? Time is our what? Environment.
Correct.
So we go and live every day by this time. So that means every time that you make a thought, every second, every minute, second, whatever, smallest than the second,
mm-hmm.
it's literally calculating what you're about to do, every emotion. And you could literally look it up, like I just did. I literally looked up all the emotions and all the things that we were thinking about through the numbers. And you could look up every number to understand where you're going in life. It's always going to shoot out
If you notice, there was only one negative.
Which was what? Again.
22. Imbalance.
Yes.
So that's the main objective.
Remember, is to what?
Remember, this four. Number four is what?
I'm going to remember this
number,
by heart.
Number four is what?
Root, yes.
So the root of our problems is what? 22.
Imbalance. Yes.
So the things that we need to do is what? Teamwork. Put in time. Be more innovative. And have determination. We just solved our problem. God just did it for us.
All right. So I'm going to... So number two, teamwork. Three, time.
This is something in, this is four inside root. Of you.
Oh, yes.
Make this in, you just got to make sure that you be aware to your
environment. Yes. Yes. 22.
Every little thing in your body.
Balances. 23, innovation. 24, determination.
Oh, Cody's bathroom.
It's the first door on the right.
That's how
it looks
like.
Yeah, I like that.
So boom. I feel like this was meant for me to say to you. So, follow the numbers, man. Because you know God created science. God created all of this. God, you know everything that we're going through. Because he's the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how he forms it. And if God feels like there's something that's not fit for the environment, shit will change. Trust me, believe. Faster than what we think. You just have to pay attention to your environment.
You know, tomorrow is the 24th, yeah.
So the 24th told us is tomorrow is determination time for what we are enduring right now. So that's going to be your main focus tomorrow, is determination. But you know what's so funny? You know what the main numbers that every date follows and ends with? Three. 3, 6, and 9. These are important numbers.
Yes, 9 is up.
Because
yeah.
This is what you're beginning with. This is what you're enduring in the middle of, and that's what you're ending with. So following these numbers will help you stay in balance. That's why us
native people
made these symbols of numbers, and the numerology was 1 to 12.
I like that.
But regardless, there's more numbers. There will always be more numbers. There will always be more truth of the truth. But that all goes to whatever you can put in the environment that is will be subjective as natural.
At this point, nigga, at this point, you need to either be Nicolas Cage or John Travolta, dog. You need to face off. You need a face off.
Ross.
You need to be a. You need the eye patch, bro. Get the eye patch.
And I'm gonna just wear my face mask, bro.
Oh, yeah.
My whole plan down here, I'm gonna be wearing. Nobody's supposed to see my face.
Nah, man.
For
you
like
be.
6 months. I done wore 5 face masks, bro.
And I only wore one.
I'm gonna because it's hot. Yeah. Hey, bro, it's so hot down here. Fuck it. Y'all see me. It's me, y'all. If I was doing a robbery, I'm like,
at this point, just catch me, nigga, because it's either I'm dying.
It's too hot, bro. I had that face mask on for a nano second.
Yeah, we feel like you can't breathe.
Nigga, I almost died. Nigga, I'm just glad to see me, man.
Bro, you was under there, like, getting cooked like a Popeye's chicken sandwich. So.
My head was losing weight. I was gonna have a fucking baby.
Yo, you
I was gonna pull this shit. Yo, baby.
Yo, you ever see the old school joint called the Puppet Masters with the,
yeah, nigga.
Bro, you was gonna be like the strong nigga with the small head. Yo, you gonna be like Beetlejuice.
No, not Beetlejuice.
Hey,
bro, my fucking
head. Yo. Yo, you the king. Yo, you the typhoon. Not even waves no more, bro. Yo, your waves came in strong, though, after that storm.
And it's only fucking, it's only 3 square
whole Bermuda Triangle.
Bro, apparently, it is some fine cougar bitches on this app, bro.
And when I say they be on my line.
Yo, look. She's pretty as fuck.
See, I had to run out.
Because we like the key holdings of, you know, our life and our death, you know? But
this is what we came up with.
Check this out. This is what we was talking about, like, and
throughout the entire day today.
Throughout the whole entire day, and it just kept being repetitive. It was 2, 3, and 4, because I seen the numbers 22, 23, and 24. I said, all of these numbers were the numbers of what we were talking about, and it was basically just, you know, evolving the mind, evolving the body, the temple, you know, and understanding the delays of the negative frequencies that tries to block our manifestations of what we want to be our environment, you know. So I told him, I'm like, if you're gonna manifest a more peaceful environment that you feel like you can grow in, you have to be aware of the negative impulses that enter your life, and you have to make sure that you don't comfort those negative impulses with positive ones.
Right.
To create it, where it basically a simple thing like this. If you sit in your shit, you're not gonna smell it no more. To the point where you won't even know if you're dirty or not. So it's always if you're trying to make a truthful attempt, you have to come clean.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do that, you have to make sure that your environment is clean. Because if the environment is not clean, you're gonna produce that. But it's the same way as thoughts, because I told him, your environment is you. It was never the things that were around you.
Ah, that's a fact.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure that you treat your environment the best way, so you could be the best version of yourself, so you can produce, you know, what you need to produce in your life. Because everybody has, you know, their talents.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And their purpose of those having those talents. Thus helping, you know, the evolution of you know, man. You know, man and woman.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I just feel like the environment that we live in, it really discredits, you know, the way we should live naturally, you know?
I definitely agree.
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
I was about to say, I agree. You know what I'm saying? I actually live in that world. Well, I can't say I live in that world. I say I do my best to live.
You feel that world.
To feel that world. You feel me? It's... Okay, so, I mean, but we, as humans, we constantly battle with that, even at our best self, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We fight synthetic every day, so that's just like, I've been here before. I could give a relating scenario, right?
He said the same thing.
Nah, in fact, I could give a relating scenario, right? So, okay, so for instance, I shared a 2-year relationship with somebody that I thought I was gonna get married to, right? Understanding earthly people, like beyond earth type people.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have life and responsibilities, it tends to bring synthetic into shit when you want to live in that world. So, so basically, I'm the breadwinner, and I'm the person with the money, and I'm not even a money person.
Yeah.
But he was a person who he had money, but he fell off. And buddy ended up living with me, and we had so many things that made us go against who we were as people, you know what I'm saying? But the thing I fought with most was feeling like, damn, I gotta get up and talk to a person I love most about money when I wish life was somewhere in fucking Japan chilling right now. You feel me? Like on some avocado and mango type shit. So I tell people all the time, like, if I learned anything from my last relationship, I learned transition. Like, I learned that you can live in the synthetic as much as you want, but you gotta come to reality. I mean, I live in reality too. I live in reality of, bitch, I got bills. I got kids. I live in real reality. Music, I live in the reality of my music. I want features from someone like No Cap. I live in reality of all the things that I have to pay for daily. I live in that world. But I don't press that world on people.
Let's go back to the matrix. The red pill, the blue pill.
But there you go. But then there's the other part of my life that I do that's why I do work the way I work, because I know that if I get past the, if I do, okay, if I'm naturally me who's not synthetic, but I make my synthetic money, then I got enough stability here, then I can live in the world I really want to live in because I worked for it.
So you feel as if you have more synthetic, that it will help you live that natural?
Okay, so no. So I feel that money is a necessity in this world, as fucked up as that is, because not because I have to drive the biggest, best car. Not because I have to have the biggest.
Do you know why money was created?
We understand why money is created. I mean, it was to create. No, it was to create sovereignty, basically. It's to create
status. Also, too, it was made to make our lives
living hell.
Funner.
I mean, the funner.
It's a two sides of a coin. It's what you do with it.
Sure. It is what you do with it.
Right.
If it takes for me to have the most money, for you to listen to what I have to say,
right?
It separates all the good people, man.
No, right. That's why nobody listens to me.
So regardless of what they said, because
I'll be like, yeah.
Separates us, tax bracket wise and statistically wise. When to get to China and get to Japan, it takes on how much knowledge you want to engineer into your life. Because it's like one thing that keeps detaching us is the simple fact that we have a source that we can get to in instantaneous time.
And we blocking out the main source that is the source, and that's the light. Because we need light to produce sound.
Facts.
Feel me? Light holds its own matter that helps sound get across. So with that being said, is if we ignore these signs of life, that we will become the synthetic. Because this is
not a fact, but you know what I do know about the synthetic. When you are not a synthetic person, you don't let okay, so it's just like energy. Like younger me would have let a lot of shit. Boy, shut your ass. facts, there you go. But okay, synthetic me. You know, it's crazy. Synthetic me, bro, old me, would have let every aspect of my relationship or even old me shit, BBL and tummy tuck want me.
That's
like
the flesh. That's the flesh.
That's
man.
The flesh and shit. But the thing about...
But it can't be one with light as long as we carry more of light than synthetic. And that's something that I'm also trying to bring back to Earth. Because the more lighter you is, the more or less you have to carry. It means you can travel with light. I just spoke about time travel.
Mm-hmm.
And also traveling through time. Because time is your environment. Remember, you're the one that's living. So that's what makes time exist. Time wouldn't really exist if you
don't... Time is just...
It will exist, but it's like it got its own existence. But it's almost like a cord. You know, this is the socket, and you're plugging in into this.
Well, the only reason why...
Oh, my bad. I'll pay attention. Only so reason basically, why, like...
Oh, okay. System.
So, like, basically with the... But basically, so with the whole synthetic thing, I've never been... I got things that I really want. Okay, for instance, like Big Bag Jazz music me, I really want a Rolls Royce Cullinan.
Oh, yeah. You deserve
like,
it.
Like, I feel like...
You deserve some things.
I'm about to say, I feel like there's some shit that I really, really want, and I can't... I don't want it just because it's material. I want it because I know,
I
like,
want a Porsche. I'm going to get a
really
Porsche.
Nigga, I really work for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so nigga, I was driving Toyota when I bought my mom a Porsche. Like...
What kind of Porsche your mama got?
I got 2020 Cayenne. Like,
oh, no, nah, I don't want the Cayenne.
Okay,
that's
I got a question for you. I've got a Q&A for that's you. What SUV. Do you feel like is more important?
That's the SUV, ain't it? Is that the SUV?
Yeah,
see, I don't want no damn Porsche SUV. I want like the bad boys one.
I got a question for y'all too. What do you think is more important?
My Porsche?
No.
Okay.
But the real me wants peace in my role.
Giving or taking?
What you wait? Repeat. What you asking me again?
Okay. What would you rather do? Give or take?
Giving or taking?
Give. I'm a giver.
Okay, the real me would much rather give.
Now I'm about. Okay. I'm about.
But I understand.
It's takeover season
though.
You gotta choose one.
Too.
You gotta choose one.
Give.
I give over take for sure.
Okay, so if you rather give than take, that's good, because that means you allow yourself to give to your environment.
Yes.
Meaning your environment is you.
Because
if you take too much, how the fuck would you even give?
Oh, come on.
Because you already got so much on you.
Right. The worst, you know what's crazy? The worst habit I addressed myself with money And that's when I learned that I was being unnecessary, was when I was waking up, when I was waking up and having $10,000 days and feeling like I still had to tell my partner I had to work.
Right. Yeah.
That was me just being narcissistic at that point.
But now you enjoy life now, though. I be seeing you. You be enjoying life.
Now.
I'm just saying now.
You know what I'm saying? But at one point, y'all would have seen me and been like, damn, this bitch a prune.
That's how he is now.
I'm talking about, well, I was never a prune. I was just, you know what it was? When you come from, I came from good family and shit. So let me not say I didn't come from nothing. I came from substance. But here's the thing. For instance, right now, I only have one living parent. I take care of that one living parent. When that one living parent dies, it's me and my kids. I'm not married. I don't have a husband to take care of me. You feel me? And even then, 9 times out of 10, whoever I marry, I'm always be 100, actually. Because I'm always making sure the person I marry is
right.
Oh, shit. Martell. I think this is going to get weak. Yo. Yeah.
And life is a balance. I'll say that. Like,
you can't have too much of anything.
Yeah, you can't have too much of everything. You gotta have equal though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made sure that shit.
And don't be afraid to be innovative and build, because that's the whole scale of your evolution. Mm-hmm. You have to keep building, because if you worry about, you know, building money to get the car, then you should build money to make your own car, so everybody can drive your car around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's where, you know, how things used to start. Because in order to trade, you have to feel something. You know what I mean? You have to.
Yo, why they put cotton in that black boy hair, yo?
And it got to a point, guess what? It got to a point where motherfuckers got lazy to fucking build to trade. So we find shortcuts.
Well, that's the thing, man. The thing was never about reinventing the wheel. That'd take too long. Yeah. You just add to it. That's taking shortcuts. That was how we. That's how we also was able to manipulate time, because if you reinvent the wheel, it's gonna take longer.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. You gotta manipulate time to fucking really get what you want out of this shit.
That's why you don't look at time what it is. You look at time in intervals.
As crazy as that is, bro.
Why would you manipulate yourself?
Not manipulate yourself. You're
your environment. If you close your eyes and you're dead right now, there's no time.
Okay, you know what I will say. This is what I will say. I understand all of that, right?
I get what you're saying, though, because you're building up a thick layer of skin, so you're going to go through whatever the presets of the environment.
Okay,
so you can understand what you need for the environment to protect.
Who's he laughing at? Okay.